Okay, I think we can roll it. And we are moving now to debugging HTTP3 upload speed in Firefox. And I'm more than happy to welcome Manuel Buscher for it.
Hello, I'm Manuel. I'm working at Mozilla in the networking team called Neko. And we work on Firefox networking. And in this talk, I'm going about our debugging of HTTP3 and HTTP2 upload speed. And for this, I'm going to give you some background information first. Then I'll cover the HTTP2 upload speed problem that we investigated last year. And afterwards, I'll go over to the HTTP3 upload speed problem that we investigated afterwards. So first to the Neko team. We, in general, focus on security, privacy, but always also on performance. And our protocols that we work on is mostly HTTP, but also DNS, WebSocket, web transport. We also own the caching and the proxy feature. So this is what we generally work on. And when we think about networking performance, we usually think about it in terms of how long does it take from clicking a link to seeing the result. And for this, we usually just need download speed. For other use cases, like uploading large files, like videos, we generally also need the upload speed. In this talk, I'm going about the HTTP2 and HTTP3 upload speed. Those protocols are more in focus. They are relatively newer than the HTTP1. They got introduced in the past decade. And so for HTTP2 upload, first, what's the difference in HTTP2 to HTTP1? In HTTP2, we allow to make more multiple HTTP requests via one TCP socket. And this TCP socket is handled by the operating system. And real quick, the bug in our HTTP code that caused the slow upload was that we configured the socket to have a fixed size buffer of 128 kilobytes. And this fixed size buffer became a bottleneck in high bandwidth situations. For the fix, we just needed to adjust this TCP socket to not set the fixed size buffer and let the operating system handle the buffer size. And this shows that the operating system is responsible for the upload speed or the performance of upload. And in this is a stark difference to HTTP3 upload. And with this fix of just not setting the fixed size buffer, we can take a look at Chrome upload speed, Firefox before the fix in red, and in yellow, Firefox after the fix. And we see that in certain configurations like high bandwidth and also from low to higher round trip times, we have upload speed improvements up to like four times the speed. So we only have to wait a fourth of the time. And we are on par here with Chrome, which is using like all the bandwidth you can use for the upload. With this fixed last year. We took a more in-depth look at upload speed in general, and we also had like bug reports about slow HTTP/3 upload, and with HTTP/2 seeing very good results, we made it a high priority for us as well, and took a look there. So for the fix or seeing how much it changed, we introduced some high-level telemetry, and these are percentiles of user-reported upload speed, and we have different versions. 114 on the left side is around 1 year ago, and in 115 to 16, we rolled out the HTTP/2 upload speed fix, and we can see the improvements in the like high-level telemetry about upload speed. It's an improvement like in the higher parts. It roughly doubled, and not quite, but yeah, it's very visible. So now two difference to HTTP/3 upload. HTTP/3 upload is widely different. HTTP/3 uses a different transport layer. We don't use TCP anymore, but QUIC. QUIC was standardized alongside with HTTP/3. And just relatively recently, so the standardization was finalized in 2021, which is 2 to 3 years from now, right now. And Firefox also included HTTP/3 upload around that time in 2021. The work started in 2019. Which is all relatively recent in comparison to TCP and HTTP/2. HTTP/2 is around a decade now old. And the problem is different here because the operating system is responsible for the TCP stack. It is responsible for sending all the data performantly, and in QUIC we have to implement the same congestion control in Firefox, in the Firefox application, so it's not the responsibility shifted to Firefox or the application. TCP is already decades old, what got standardized 50 years ago and is in operating systems since like 30 years and got like a lot of eyes on it. And our Firefox implementation is really new, and we were kind of the first ones to look into upload speed performance here, so we had a lot of low-hanging fruits here to work on. And I wanted to visualize this a bit, like we have HTTP/2 and HTTP/3, which are very similar. In HTTP/3, we rely on QUIC, and QUIC is also implemented by us. In HTTP/2, we have TCP, and TCP is provided by the operating system. So I want to go into a few findings that we had in our presentation, or in our I/O graphs and other tooling that we took. The most useful tool for us was I/O graphs, with where we just printed within the application, like with logging. When we send packets, when we receive packets, how big our congestion is, and everything. So the first problem we have, or what does this graph show? So this graph is our congestion window over time. What is the congestion window? So the congestion, well, I would like to go over this. We don't want to overload the network. And overloading the network is called like congestion control, well, not overloading the network. And this is the responsible of the transport layer, which is TCP or QUIC. And all the bugs that we had were in this congestion control, or most of the bugs. And the congestion window that we have is like the estimate of how fast we can upload right now. And this changes over time. With every packet that we receive, we think we can upload more. So we have a graph like here where we steadily increase the congestion window over time with all the packets that we receive. And when we detect that packets got lost, we are assuming that the network is overloaded, and we reduce the congestion window by half. And this is like one of the early graphs that we had. And orange are like the bytes in flight that we have. They circulate from top to bottom, increasing again. Blue is the congestion window. And what we see at the drop points is that the congestion window doesn't halve. We would expect it to halve during a congestion event. Instead, it drops almost to zero. And this was one of the bugs that we had. We just dropped to zero, or each packet that we detected as lost half the congestion window. And normally, you would only do this once, but we did it multiple times for each packet. So essentially, we drop to almost zero on all congestion events here. This was one of the first fix. Later, when we, this is the same graph, with the congestion window problem fixed, we had to investigate further because there were more problems. Here, like all these drops of packets going down, we want to stay with our bytes in flight as high as possible, with our upload speed as high as possible, but we drop down quite some times. And if we for this problem, we need a bit of background information. This background information was this slide, which I apparently put a bit later. I'll go back to the background about QUIC first before going over the next problem. So QUIC got introduced. Sorry about the mix-up here. QUIC, the new transport layer protocol. What is QUIC? QUIC is on the same layer as TCP, but conceptually you can have multiple TCP connections at once over one QUIC connection. And we have other benefits like TLS being integrated so that the connection setup phase takes less time, only one round trip time instead of like two round trip times. Yeah. And now we get back to the introduction of the like concept of congestion control. Congestion control is for us handles like not overloading the network from all participants in the internet. So everyone makes sure that we don't overload the network and keep it usable for everyone. And the congestion window is one of the constants that we looked at the first graph and also in the second graph. This is our estimation at how much can we upload at a time. Like what is our upload speed to the destination server? And so our estimation depends on us receiving packets. And we want to increase the congestion window only if we are like sure that we are using the congestion window. Like we are sending as much data as we have in the congestion window, because otherwise we are not sure if our estimate is like correct if we are sending like less data than what is that we estimate we could. And this detection on whether a packet was sent during like the utilization of the congestion window, like sending as much data as we could. This was had a bug as well and made us mark packets as not utilizing the congestion window for 50 to 75% of the packets, which meant that we didn't increase the congestion window as fast as we could. This is another like simple incremental fix for our HTTP/3 upload speed problem. And when after fixing this, the graph looks like this. It has a like steeper curve, like a steeper line. And here we see that the first problem that we had got fixed. We don't drop to zero with the congestion window, but have it halfway here. With these steady increases, we can also see them in our high-level telemetry that we introduced for our HTTP/2 upload speed problem. And in HTTP/3, in the higher network bandwidths, we have like already an increase of like three times. We are three times as fast as before tackling the problem, from around 31 megabits per second to 93 megabits per sentence. This is the like 95 percentile. So this is network speed of better than 95 of all clients. Yeah, so also visible from the high-level telemetry. And for the current state, we are still working on this. We have more bugs that we are aware of and are also in contact with or in collaboration with contributors who can upload, or we requested logs from them to have a look at their network condition. And this is like the diagrams from before, but from like the contributors log, where we can identify which problems are present from like our machines in comparison to their network location. And with the logging mechanism, which we also included in Firefox, so this became a bit easier in about logging. And a few of the further works that we are currently still aware of is that the upload is has a few CPU bottlenecks, like mostly profiling. The fix stack made us aware, like not the cryptography part of Quick is taking most of the time, but some other parts, which is unexpected. And